Okay, good afternoon, class. So my lecture will be on Aitika Cheda continuously. You should memorize these Aitika Chedas are Kusala Vipaka 7, Kusala Vipaka 8. What is different between these two Chedas? Can you notice about that? Eye consciousness is the same, okay? Eye consciousness, Kusala Vipaka, Akusala Vipaka, both are the same. According to feeling, eye consciousness with indifferent feeling, Kusala Vipaka, Akusala Vipaka. Therefore, eye consciousness is two, okay? Ear consciousness with indifferent feeling, feelings are the same. Kusala Vipaka and Akusala Vipaka. Nose consciousness with indifferent feeling, Kusala Vipaka and Akusala Vipaka. Tongue consciousness with indifferent feelings, Kusala Vipaka and Akusala Vipaka, the same. Okay? But body consciousness with pain or unpleasant pain, and happiness. Pain is a result of akusala vipaka. Happiness with the happiness, kusala vipaka. Okay, that is a different. So these 10 types of chetas are called 10 vinyanas. 10 vinyanas. 10 vinyanas. Later that it will be used, 10 vinyanas, okay? Altogether 10. Then, sampadechana, receiving consciousness with indifferent feelings, kusala vipaka, akusala vipaka. 2. Sandirana, investigating consciousness, Kusala Vipaka, Akusala Vipaka with indifferent feelings. This is also the same. But Kusala Vipaka Sandirana is more. What is it then? With pleasant feelings. Okay? Only that one is more. It's clear? So, eye consciousness too. Okay? You should know Akusala Vipaka 7. Kusala Vipaka 8. Okay? Put it together and explain. Let me repeat. Eye consciousness, how many eye consciousness? 2. One is a result of akusala, the other is result of kusala. Because, don't think we have two eyes, therefore two consciousness. Don't think. Not because of two eyes. But we see desirable object, undesirable object with our eyes. Objects are different. Different object cause two different chaita arises. Okay? Because of objects are different, chaita must be different. Depending on object, chaita arises. So when we see undesirable object with our eye, this eye consciousness is a result of akusala. When we see desirable object with our eye consciousness arises within us, this eye consciousness is a result of kusala. Okay? But the feelings are the same. Why? Impact. Impact is not so strong. Seeing the same things. But happiness, unhappiness is follows later. Just at the moment of this mind, its feelings are not different. Okay? Because of object and organ, the embedded object and organ is not so strong. The same way, ear consciousness, not because of we have two ears. Okay? Not because of we have two ears. Ear consciousness is true. But we hear lovely sound or ugly sound, pleasant sound or unpleasant sound. Isn't that? Some sounds are very sweet. We want to listen again and again. Some sounds are so bad. We closed our eyes. We can't hear. We dislike to hear again, to listen again. So this is also desirable or undesirable. When we hear with the desirable sound or sweet sound with our ear, ear consciousness rises within us. This ear consciousness is a result of kusala. The others are a result of akusala. We should understand like that. Okay? That is also, impact is not so strong. Not like it touch the bodies, not impact the bodies. Like the cotton, two types of cotton, two balls of cotton hit each other. This cannot make a sound. Can make a sound? For example, if I touch this, this is not so strong. But there's an impact. This is okay. But not so strong. But I put here. Can hear because of this heart. Okay? Body is like that. Impact is different. Object and organs. Impact object and organ is weak. Therefore, ear consciousness, eye consciousness, ear consciousness, and tongue consciousness, no consciousness, tongue consciousness are only in different feelings at the moment. Okay? But body consciousness is not like that. In fact, it's strong. Not like between the imperial two cotton ball. Not impact of between the two papers. Therefore, akusala vipakas, body consciousness is with pain. Kusala vipaka, body consciousness is with present. Feelings are different. That is the reason, okay? So now, you know, the 10 types of vijnana is eye consciousness, ear consciousness, tongue consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and body consciousness. Altogether 10. Then, receiving consciousness, sampadichana. Sampadichana means receive the object. It is a function of receiving the object. Sampadichana state is performed to receive the object, just to receive the object. It's a function of finish. Okay. Like here, yeah, receptions only accept visitors. He cannot arrange others, only just receive. His function is only that. That is sampadichana. Sampadichana also with indifferent feelings. Both the result of akusala, result of kusala, only in different feelings. That is also not so strong, just receiving. Okay? Then santirana. Santirana means investigating. Investigating, how many investigating consciousness here? Receiving consciousness is two. How many investigators? Three. One is a result of akusala, the other two is a result of kusala. Kusala is classified into two according to feeling. Because Santirana is not looking like Sampadechana. He has a more powerful, okay? More powerful, can perform more functions. Therefore, emotion or feeling is different. That is the nature of mind. Okay? The Buddha discover and explain the nature of mind, like a machine. So now, how many chaitas are together? Akusala vipaka, 7. Kusala vipaka, 8. Are together? 15. Okay. Then, kariya. The consciousness that acts but does not produce an effort is called kriya. Morning I explain about the kriyas, okay? The kriya chaita is classified into three according to function. The mind perform. How kriya chaita is classified into three types. Uttering consciousness, entitled, accompanied by indifferent feelings. Ordering consciousness and mind accompanied by a different vision. Another translation, Paido adverting consciousness, mind adverting consciousness. But you should notice this one, Pancha Dwara Avachana, Mano Dwara Avachana. Yes. Which one? As investigate Santirana. You mean Santirana is Kusala Vipaka Santirana is classified into two according to feeling. Okay? According to feeling. Before Santirana, Sampadechana Chaita, receiving consciousness arises. Therefore, by supporting Santirana, Sampadechana, Santirana is more power. More strength, more energy got. Therefore, the feelings are clear, and different feelings become kusala vipaka, akusala vipaka. According to the object, its feelings become different. Okay? If a desirable object, santirana is in happiness feelings. If undesirable object, indifferent feelings. Okay? So, kariya chaita, then number third, smile producing consciousness accompanied by pleasure. These chaitas, all together, how many chaitas now? Ahituka chaitas? 18. Okay? These 8, yes. I do.
Number one, five cents.
Mind do. So this is a dough, you mean the dough and sense. What is this? Mind do, adverting consciousness. What is the mind do? Okay. Five do, you understand? Okay. Mind do is, according to Abhidhamma, this Bhavanga Chaita is called mind do. Bhavanga Chaita is mind do. Bhavanga Chaita means just before avachana. In the morning, I will explain this three Bhavanga chaitas, BBP, 3 P's. You remember? 3 P's. A thought process. The 3 P's. This is the thought B is called mind over here. Do means, as you know, do means for those who entered and who come in, who can go out. Get in, get out. That is a do. That is also object come and out. Sometimes idea or thought arise by after seeing, okay? On seeing, sometimes on hearing, sometimes on getting smell, sometimes on tasting, sometimes on touching, sometimes without these organs, just thinking, okay? That is, it can be called mind. Okay, without using these five sense organs. It's also that, just thinking is mind, okay? So this mind attracting consciousness, smile producing, all together, 18 ahituka chetas. These 80 types of ahituka chetas, 50 ahituka chetas are only result of kusala and akusala. Akusala result 7, kusala result 8. The other three is inoperative or mere functions or mere actions, kriya chetas. Out of them, Phyto advancing consciousness and mind advancing consciousness, these two are common to all. These two kriya chetas are common to all. It is possible to rise within us. Not only at hand, okay, these two kriya chetas. The other kriya chetas are only within arahant, within arahant, okay, within arahant. This is you should notice is. After that, I explain now, just now and name and number I explain. Let me continue to the next chaita. Then I explain a great thought process, okay? Because of our daily life. Our daily life, how many chaitas arise? With how many chaitas we live? We should understand that. In our daily life, with how many chaitas we live? That is all phenomena arises within us, okay? Just to identify, we explain it, to identify. These chaitas are not in the book. These dhammas are not in the book within us, depending on conditions. We can find, we can contemplate these as a chaitanupassana, vedana nupassana, dhamma nupassana. Okay? We can find. Depending on condition, they arise. If there is no condition, they never arise. So, let us move on to the next point. What is the next one? Kama sobhana chaitas. 24. Kama sobhana chaitas. Among the kama vichara chaitas, 24 types of consciousness are called sobhana because they are magnificent due to being with the good qualities producing good effects. That is the meaning, sobhana. Most scholars use sobhana means dutiful consciousness. But ugly consciousness are akusala. These are obsession of kusala. Okay? This beautiful consciousness, because their result is beautiful. Their effect is beautiful. They have good qualities, beautiful qualities. Actually, with these chaitas, you offered dana, observed sila, practice meditation. Kusala chaitas. How many hours do you meditate? When you are meditate, these beautiful tetas arises. Okay? Which is more? Meditation time and sleeping time and talking others times, which is more? Millions of people, the population in the world. How do they spend their time? Enjoying with pleasure, isn't that? Thinking to disturb others. Making bone and weapons. Hiding secretly, want to attack like the World Trade Center. So, how to spend many, many people? How many people do live in their life? You can think about the population of the world. How many populations now in the world? About 5,000, 6,000, millions, billion, million, 6,000 million population nowadays all over the world, is it that? How many populations of the peoples are doing? How do they live with it? Or beautiful mind or ugly mind? So how can we get peace our world? How can we create our world peace without Dhamma? With the Lobha, Dosa, Moha, we cannot create a peaceful mind. Is it that? Peaceful world. Because with the Lobha, Dosa, we cannot build the peaceful world. With the Lobha, cannot construct a world to be peaceful. So let us study the beautiful minds. Among the Kama Uttara Chittas, 24 types of consciousness are called Sovana because they are magnificent Chittu being with good qualities. What is good qualities? Generosity is a good quality. Non-attachment, Alova. Is it that good quality or not bad quality? Generosity is good or bad? What is your opinion? Good. Therefore, this mind is with a good quality. Therefore, this mind is called Sovana, beautiful. Okay? Generosity. Within whoever this generosity arises, he becomes beautiful. Okay? He is very beautiful and nice. Because he has good qualities, generosity. Then, non-hatred, loving kindness. That is also good qualities, mental good qualities. Hate and love, which is more? Love is more? Metta, yeah, non-hatred is metta. Okay? But some people's love with the craving. Many people's love with the craving. Craving love followed worry and jealousy. Cannot be peaceful. Isn't that? Love cannot produce. So craving love cannot produce happiness. It's worries follow jealousy. And stinginess rises. For example, not only a human being, if we give some piece of meat to the god, to a god, there's another god. Sorry, to a dog. Some piece of meat is that if we give it to a dog, another dog is a sin. The dog received the meat, piece of meat, but he hated the others. Is it that? Because of stinginess. The other dogs want to fight, want to attack because of jealousy. Isn't that? Are human beings also the same? Jealousy and stinginess are the same. The natures of dharmas are the same. Isn't that? They fight each other. They attack each other. Why? First, they craving. Because of craving, it's grasped the me. Then the other dog want to attack and to try to have. The dog is attacked because of to protect his me. Have you been also like that? You see? It's the same. These are akusala. Not beautiful. If the dog, not God, if the dog has no stinginess, no jealousy, he will give the end. Did you see any dog who give his meat to other dog? Mother dogs, because of loving kindness. Because of loving kindness and generosity. Isn't that? So, generosity, loving kindness, so nice, so beautiful. Allow to the others. Isn't that? So, Dharma is anywhere arises. It is the same nature. Therefore, it is called Paramattha. Never change. Ultimate reality is never change. It is characteristic. Craving is craving. Within whoever arises, never change its characteristic. Never change its color. Is it that? Strangeness also never change its color. Within human being or within animals, never change its characteristic. So akusala are the same. Kusala are also the same. So, okay. This is a good qualities. Knowledge. Non-delusion. Amoha. That is also good qualities. If we contemplate, or if we learn a Dhamma class, Dhamma. If we study Dhamma at that time, we can remove ignorance. We can remove ignorance, regularly remove ignorance. Understanding or knowledge rise more and more. Is it that? If we have only candle light, only small places can get light. But cannot get light at the whole very big hall because of candle light is very small. If you use the electric light, it can get many. So knowledge also like light. If the light is small, dark will be a little. Okay? We can remove a little dark. So if we have knowledge much more and more, we can get light much more and more in the same way. So these are good qualities. These good qualities are with these chaitas. Okay? And producing good effects. Effects are also good. Generosity produces good effect. Isn't that? No, craving is not a good effect because craving lead to attack. Craving lead to jealousy. Craving lead to stinginess and fighting each other, attacking each other between the two talk. Isn't that? So they are not so guilty. Their problems arose. many, many problems. Humans also like that. So producing good effect, not produce good effect. Yes, produce good effect. Then, karma sovana chaita is classified into three types, namely kusala, vipaka, and kriya. You should notice kusala and vipaka are cause effect. Kusala is cause, vipaka is effect. What is kriya? Kriya is mere action, never produce its effect. That is, arises within only arahant. Okay? When we became arahant, we can have kriya chaitas. So in our daily life, you should notice like that, kusala and kriya are the same. But kusala arises ordinary person, up to sotapanna, sakadagami, anagami. Kriya arises within arahant only. Okay, the same things there. So kusala 8. Very easy to classifications. Don't worry about it. Like lova mula chaitas. Similar to lova mula chaitas. Kusala is so called because it eradicates evil. The term kusala is so nice to know the literal meaning. Literally, kusala is very beautiful term. The term indicates, the term explains its meaning also. Because of kusala, two words. Ku means evil. Sala means eradication. Kusala is so called because it eradicates evil. Ku is evil. Sala means eradication, to eradicate. Okay? Therefore, we should understand like that. If we want to remove evil within us, we must cultivate kusala. Only kusala can remove evil minds. If you want to cure the disease which is caused by a virus, which medicine do you take? Antibody medicine, you take to produce, to protect, to cure disease. Okay? Like that. By cultivating kusala, akusala will be removed. They are not two works, don't think it two works. You see, in Dhammavara, sapapapasa akarana kusala supa sambara sacheta priyodhapana etam purana sasana. Briefly, the Buddha's talk. There's, first line is, sapapapasa akarana kusala supa sambara. That is the meaning, not two works. By cultivating kusala, remove akusala. You abstain akusala is one time, one moment. Cultivating kusala is another moment, not like that. Kusala, akusala are like dark and light. Dark and light cannot coexist. Isn't that? By cultivating kusala, akusala can be removed. These are only one thing. By cultivating, if you cultivate kusala within you, akusala removed. Is there, you have a special effort, when you light candle life, when you light a candle life, you need specially effort to remove dark. Isn't it? Not necessary. Only light remove dark. Only you need to light to get a light. If you have get light, dark is disappear. Okay? In this way, within you, you need only cultivate kusala. If you cultivate kusala, akusala is removed. Simultaneously. Like that. When the sun rises, expelling darkness. Okay? Sun rises, after that it is trying to remove, expel the darkness, not like that. As soon as the sun rises, darkness are expelled. Is it that? In this way, kusala and akusala. So we should understand the Buddha's teaching, sabbapapassa akarana kusala supa sambara. That is the meaning. By cultivating kusala, we abstain akusala. Not by sleeping, not by eating. By sleeping, we cannot remove akusala. Isn't that? By cultivating. So, these beautiful chaitas, therefore, now you understand the meaning of kusala. Okay? Ku means, what is the meaning of ku? Evil. What is the meaning of sala? The education. Very nice. Okay, you are very clever. So, all types of kusala are naturally free from fault and bring about happiness. That is the nature of kusala. Characteristic of kusala. Do you remember the nature of akusala? First, I gave you what is the meaning of akusala. If you don't remember, don't worry about it. That you should turn over starting point. Akusala Chaita, page number 80. I gave it the meaning. Akusala means contradiction of kusala. Kusala means meritorious, wholesome, or moral. So akusala is meritorious, unwholesome, or immoral. All types of akusala are with the fall and bring about a result. Okay? Akusala are with the fault and bring about a result. Naturally, they are with the fall. Naturally, like that, poison naturally with the form. It's a cause to harm. It's a harmful. If you use it, it's a harmful. Fire, whoever touch it, it will burn in. Is it that? Fire, whoever touch, it's burned. Poison. Whoever eat it is killed. Akusala is like that. Whoever do, akusala is harmful. Kusala is not like that. Like water. Whoever use it is purified. It's become pure. Dirty things can be washed away, washed out. Okay? So these are the natures of kusala and akusala. So you should notice these two. All types of akusala are with the fall. Do you want the Pali sentence? You have Pali knowledge. Siaji Uttenwen will give you this Pali, also very important. It's okay? Because of the Buddha's teachings preserved in Pali, therefore sometimes the translation is not so nice. Kusala anavacca sukha vipaka lakana is given the nature of characteristics of kusala. Kusala anavacca. That is one thing. Anavacca. Second is sukha vipaka. Anavacca means na avacca, not for. Okay? For less. No fall, no danger, anavacca, cannot be blamed. Generosity can be blamed, Loving kindness can be blame? No. Non-delusion also? Nobody blame. So there's nothing blame, there's no anawacha. For less. That is the nature of kusala. Okay? Sukha vipaka. This is second one. Sukha vipaka means produce happiness effect, pleasant effect, good effect. Vipaka means effect, sukha means happiness or good effect. So we should account the kusala. We should depend on kusala because of kusala is faultless, not with the fall. Not only not with the fall, it produces good effect. That is a kusala's characteristic. Akusala's characteristics opposite. Akusala sa vaja dukkha vipaka lakkhana. Akusala sa vaja dukkha vipaka lakkhana. There are also two things. Akusala is sa vaja, with the fall, with the danger. But the blame, akusalas are to be blamed. Okay, jealousy should be blamed. Stinginess should be blamed. Attachment, craving should be blamed. Okay? Not only that, it produces bad effects also. Is it that? So therefore, sa-wacha, sa-awacha. Sa means together or with. But the danger of produced with bad effect, ill result. So kusala and akusala, according to characteristic, we should understand like that. So let me explain the kusala chaitas, okay? Now you understand? All types of kusala are naturally free from fault and bring about happiness. Kusala chaita is classified into eight. How big and kusala chaitas are eight? According to feeling, according to association, and promptitude. Okay? The following is how kusala chaitas can be divided into eight types. Feeling. According to feeling, kusala chaitas are two. Pleasant feeling and natural feeling or indifferent feeling. Associations with the knowledge, without knowledge. Okay? With the knowledge, without knowledge. Promptitude, without promptitude, with the promptitude. Two multiplying by two, get four. Four multiplying by two, eight, in this way. Okay? According to Pali's pleasant is somanasa. Neutral or indifferent feeling is upekkha. With the knowledge, without knowledge is, what is that? Jnana sampayota, jnana vipayota. Okay? With knowledge is jnana sampayota, without knowledge is jnana vipayota. I give the meanings of the Pali terms jnana sampayota and jnana vipayota. Jnana. With the Sanskritic mouth, you should write it like that. Jnana. This is with the Sanskritic mark. Jnana. How to write it in Sanskrit? Jnana. J-N. In Sanskrit, Jnana. Jnana. Sometimes J-N, Jnana. In Sanskrit. I think it is a Sanskrit jnana, isn't that? Pali is like that, yes, with the diacritic marks. But the same meanings, jnana means knowledge or wisdom. When kusala chaita arises, it feels pleasant or indifferent. Each of them is twofold, with the knowledge and without knowledge. So kusala is four. full multiplying by the two plenitude without or with gifts aid. Do you clear the meaning? How to get the Kusala Chaitas? Okay? How to apply? How to contemplate Kusala Chaitas? For example, when you offer the dana, okay? When you offer, when you donate something or offer the dana, if you are happily offered, sometimes you have no not so happily. Only according to procedure you offer not so happy sometimes. Sometimes happily you want to offer the dana. That is somanasa. You know the result of the offering or generosity can produce it is good effect. Our generosity is better, which arises within us. You know the Dhamma. After knowing the result, you offer. That's jnana sampayogda, with the knowledge. You offer the dana without hesitate. Sometimes you may think, I offer or not. Well, that is maybe useful later. I must beg, keep. I cannot offer this one, I must keep for myself. For next try, I must use. I hesitate. Then the other says, oh, keep, later you will be good. So he offered. This is a satsangkarika. Isn't that? Observe sila also like this. Some people observe the sila happily, honestly. Happily and honestly, that is somanasa and asankharika. He knew sila is very important. Without the sila, we cannot succeed in meditation. He knew that is the jnana sampayutta. Okay? Practice meditation is also in the same way. Meditation. Sometimes, there's a bidding, drum and a bell. Therefore, you have to go to meditation hall. But unwillingly. Sometimes very lazy to go there. I want to sleep. I want to take a rest. I'm so tired. Hesitate. But the other friends, oh, let us go. You will be late. Let us go. You will say, so followed. Isn't that? During meditation also, oh, this practice meditation is, can I attain Nirvana or not? May there's a doubt. The Dhamma has produced happiness or not. He don't know the practice or how to practice meditation. That is a jnana vipayoga. Like that, you see. Sometimes very young people, so they don't know the meaning. But their mother and father called, offer dana. But he don't know the meaning. Happily he offered. The young boy or young girls happily offer. Somanasa and jnana vipayoga. Okay? If he hesitate, he want to eat for himself, not want to offer. But the mother encouraged you, don't give it for you have many, so offer. At that time, satsangkarika. Isn't that? So you can contemplate another examples in your daily life. This is a kusala, dealing with the kusala. Okay? Vipaka chaita also the same, kriya chaita also totally the same, very easy to all at the same time. So just I read out. Consciousness that is the result of kusala is called vipaka. The vipaka chaita is classified in the same way as kusala, that is, it is caused. Thus vipaka is classified into 8 types similar to kusala. Then kriya 8. Kriya means more mere action. It is although similar to kusala, not operative. Nor does it bear the result of kusala. It arises within arahants. Arahantas, who are the vital mental defilements, do not come to be reborn in the next life. Kriya is classified into 8 types in the same way. Okay? All together. Now, common chaitas are completed. Next letter, I will be explaining with these chaitas how to stay within us. Okay? How to stay, how to live our life. Okay, let me stop.